Tony, I know we're talking about weight this morning. This is not about you. It's not about me. It's not about Taylor. But it's about losing weight today. And we're going to do one more. Yeah, quick one for you here, because this is Sugar Awareness Week. I am aware of it. I put sugar on everything. So let's find out why that's a bad thing to do. And with us on the telephone, Michelle Goldberger is with us. And Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, let's talk about this sweet topic. What's going on?
Well, it is Sugar Awareness Week, and it's kind of a challenge to see how difficult it is to go without sugar for 5 days. So people who have a problem will find out by the end of that 5 days.
You really know how much sugar. I know you can read the packages, but consuming sugar isn't just taking sugar with a spoon out of a sugar bowl. Sugar is in just about everything, is it not?
That's right. If you try to not eat processed sugar, you will find out. In fact, you'd have to start reading the labels. And there's so many hidden words for sugar. Even fruit juice concentrate is another name for sugar.
Oh, so all of that stuff we're reading, like exorbitate,
anything ending in T-O-S-E or...
Oh!
What do you feel about Truvia, from the stevia leaf?
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's probably the safest way to sweeten your food without getting, for the addict, without getting triggered for more, wanting to eat more.
And so what do you recommend? Because I agree with you 100%. First of all, I keep telling people, don't drink soda. You can lose 20 pounds if you just stop drinking soda. It's got 64 grams of sugar in each can of soda. So, tell me what's your best way to help people just cut off, because soda seems to be as addictive as heroin, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole thing. Some people get so addicted to sugar, or so, whether it's in soda or high-fat flour sugar foods, that they cannot control the amount they take once they start. And that's the same thing with some sugar pops for some people. Very addictive, and when people try to quit on their own, sometimes people cannot stop on their own. They need help, and that's where Core Retreat comes in. We can help people basically detox. Hard to do on your own.
I have an anecdote I'd like to share with you. About 50 years ago, maybe 60, someone living in Belleville, a little hamlet where I live today, was named Frank Mangino, and he would commute to the city 55 miles one way, and he worked in a soda bottling plant, soft drink bottling plant. And he told us what he did. He said he took whatever else he did, he shoveled the sugar into the mixture.
And one day,
he inadvertently brought this big sugar shovel home with him. Just wound up in his car. He wasn't stealing it. He said, oh, darn it, that belongs back in the plant. And it was this enormous scoop. And I realized he's shoveling sugar in. Of course, I still didn't. It was just anecdotal. But when I saw the scoop and saw that every soda had this sugar shoveled into it, that's the last soda I had.
Yeah, I know.
You just had to see that shovel and you were done.
Yeah, for a normal person, they can do that. But there's actually some people out there cross the line and they're actually addicted. And they can't stop even when they want to.
Tobacco is sugar cured also. And they say that's why people gain weight after they quit smoking, because they have this desire for the sugar that's not in the tobacco.
Well, you can almost compare this sugar to cocaine, can you not?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, science has proven that. They study the brain when they do MRIs after people take sugar, and they can see the centers of the brain light up the same way that cocaine addicts do when they take cocaine. The
Amazing.
Same centers of your brain light up. Yeah.
Well, it is something to be very aware of. And, Michelle, if we would like to get some more information as we wrap up our Sugar Awareness Week, where can we go?
You can go to coremn.org. That's C-O-R, retreat. And the website is www.coremn.org.
All right. Well, it sounds good. Thanks for coming on the air with us. Another good way to not only lose weight, but stay healthy for the year that we're in right now. So thanks a lot, Michelle, for coming on the air with us.
Thanks for having me.